The Week's Geek, hosted by Ralph Tromsey.
All right, y'all. So welcome back to The Week's Geek. So right now we have TikTok legend right here. It's a meme Mario. So Taylor, man, how's everything going with you?
It's going pretty well. I'm a little tired, but it's going well.
I know you've done some training today as well, right?
That's right, with Josh at Hoops. Yeah, just more dribbling, no shooting, just dribbling techniques and ball handling, yeah.
That's great. How'd today's session go?
It was going fine. I was struggling a little bit because I just was just thinking about other things while I was doing it, so it made it kind of hard to focus. But it was fine. I'm still learning stuff, learning new types of dribbling techniques and skills. So I'm always learning something. So that's good.
That's great. That's great, man. So before we move on here, for all the people out there who may not know who you are, feel free just to say who you are and what you do and all that.
Of course, yeah. So my real name is Taylor, and people know me as It's Me Mario. I'm a TikToker, and I post me getting better at basketball, pretty much. I post some other stuff as well too, but mostly just my basketball journey, because I'm not a good basketball player. I never played basketball, really, except for a few times for fun. I never really took it seriously until recently during quarantine. That's why I post. People like seeing the journey.
Yeah, I know. I've been, personally watching that journey as well, man. And you've gotten, a lot better, man. You've improved a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a game that we're gonna be posting soon. That I actually, do you know who Spidey is from Dodger Films?
I think I do.
I played against him. He has a YouTube channel and all that.
Really? Nice.
Yeah, so he'll be posting a game on his YouTube channel. So.
Oh, that's great, man. Is that your first one that you've done that's going up, or have you done other ones as well?
Oh, I've played a lot of 1v1s. Oh, yeah, I've already played a few, but this is the biggest one probably so far because he's, already more well-known than the other people I went against. So it's And he traveled a lot further too. He lives in SoCal, so I live in NorCal, so it's a big drive.
Yeah, for sure. Me too, man. I'm out here in NorCal too. So, God, I love that. Great. So, first made you, start doing TikToks, man?
Honestly, I started doing TikTok to promote my YouTube channel because I was doing YouTube for so long. I was getting really frustrated with YouTube because it's so hard to grow on YouTube if you don't know what you're doing. It's a lot harder than TikTok, I would say. I didn't like TikTok because I always thought of TikTok as just a place where people just do lip syncs and dance cringy dances. And that's why I was like, I don't want to do it. But I'm like, I'll do it to promote my YouTube channel. So I just posted YouTube videos on there. And I was like, okay, I'll try to grow on TikTok too, so I'll post my own kind of stuff. And I kind of just started posting random content. There was no rhyme or reason. Like one video I just posted like me flushing a toilet or something, just something silly. Silly stuff until I got a rhythm down.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So it didn't always start off with basketball. You started just putting your YouTube stuff on there.
No, my first video actually was a Star Wars meme. it was me having a Star Wars theme, and then when Chewbacca was about to do his little roar, whatever you call it, I moved the stool because the stool moving sounded like his little scream. So it was pretty funny.
Cool.
I put it together.
Gotcha. So this is like little unique stuff that you used to do back then. That's funny. That's why I like that.
Yeah, and I still do some comedy stuff as well, because I've obviously people don't want me just to post basketball clips, because that's one thing on TikTok and any social media platform, you want to get that connection with your audience. you want to, because anyone can play basketball, you know, anyone can do what I'm doing, but you have to have that connection and that right attitude, or and that people enjoy you as a person. That's why I try to do. I try to have a good attitude. Obviously, I still struggle, but that's what I'm doing.
You know, that's another element that I like too in your content. Like, there's really a sense of positivity right there. You know, and it's it's not just focus on basketball. And I know, you know, you bring up God as well. You know, and obviously in the time that we're living in, you know, sometimes it's tough to bring that up. You know, and you know, so sure. Talk to me on just why why bring God into these videos. You know.
Well, because I've been struggling with this more recently because I've been going through a couple of things, but and the reason why I do TikTok is in anything is because even though I struggle with this, obviously, I want to give God the glory in everything I do. I want to not, because so many people, and I struggle with this too, obviously, so many people go on social media to puff themselves up, you know. They want to be made big, and they're super prideful, and they always are asking people to follow them or give them stuff, because it's always about them and what they want. I don't want to come across that way. I want to give everything back to God. Every accomplishment or whatever happens, I want to bring Him maximum praise for everything, so I don't get that way I don't get prideful and I just start thinking, oh, look at me. Because that's actually one thing that some people get turned off by too, so it's actually better, not that I'm doing it for that reason, but it's better that I do it this way,
right?
Honestly, because I see some people that post basketball stuff and they're really prideful. Some people are really prideful and they post other content and they don't really care about anyone else except for them getting fame, you know?
And definitely, a very, common struggle, but at the end of the day, it's like, without Him, we can't do anything, so.
Right. Apart from Him, we can do nothing. That's John 15:5, I believe. Apart from me, you can do nothing. That's what Jesus said. And my main goal isn't to get famous or anything. My main goal is to, like I said, we're on this earth for a short time, and I'm not trying to make people remember me. I'm trying to make people remember Christ, because if I bring attention to myself, it'll look like I'm trying to bring attention to me. I want people to see Jesus Christ in my life and people to know me by Him. That's what I want. When people think of my life, I want people to remember that. It's like, oh, He did it for, this is why He did it. That's what I want.
I love that.
And it's hard. It's not easy, especially when we rely on ourselves. I try to rely on my own power all the time. Even today, I try to do willpower and it doesn't work. You get burned out. And I get burned out because TikTok can be a lot of work, because once you get up there more, you start getting busier with videos and sponsorships. It's not as easy as people think it is. It is still work. The only difference is that I'm not going into a building clocking in hours, but whenever I'm on my phone, I'm typically always doing work, editing or, texting or things like this.
It's definitely, it's great to see, as you've, you've gotten way bigger over the weeks now, man. You're over, a million followers on TikTok. I know you have over 60,000 on Instagram and all that, and just to keep that sense of humility in you, I think is so powerful and so impactful to so many people, and just your whole attitude towards it, because I've interviewed a lot of people who are very big, and I feel like I get that same vibe from each person, and it's like, the bigger that number grows, the more humble some people can get sometimes, and that's kind of the goal, right? But then some people don't, Don't well, be like
that. That's the problem, yeah. That's the problem is, maybe it could go both ways. Some I find it easier to be humble mm-hmm. when it's when I'm not doing as well,
mm-hmm.
because you're not thinking, "Oh, I'm doing this," mm-hmm. Because because that's the thing. That's the thing as TikTok is teaching me is because the algorithm is so weird and it's so inconsistent. You mm-hmm. could be doing really well for a week. And then all of a sudden you could be posting the same type of content and it just does like three times, gets the third amount of views as it usually does, mm-hmm. you know, typically or whatever. You can get like a few viral videos in a week and then next week you get none. It really reminds me that God's in control.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to worry about it too much because, that's what it reminds me of is nothing in life, a lot of things in life are not certain. That's what mm-hmm. reminds me of. It's mm-hmm. like, you can be doing everything right, and things can still go wrong. So, mm-hmm. And that's why I have to just trust God. Not that the end goal is to get, again, the end goal is not to get a lot of views or a lot of fans or a lot of anything. And the end goal is to use it, everything, even if it's a little bit at times, to honor Christ. And that's mm-hmm. that's the main goal. Mm-hmm. A lot of people try to use God to get clout. You know, don't do that.
Yeah.
The main God did not promise that if you follow Him, you will get fame on TikTok mm-hmm. or Instagram or YouTube. That's not the goal.
Mm-hmm.
If that's your goal, then you're going to be very disappointed.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Very disappointed.
Yeah. That you know that's so great, man. Just to. So no, like there's people like you out there like you, you know, and just, you know, obviously, you know, focusing on, let's just say, you know, for the basketball content, but also making time to give thanks to God and making sure that, you know, you're staying in tune with Him, which I think is just an incredible thing that you're doing in your platform. Because a lot of people, you know, they forget about that, you know, and they forget why they're here and everyone's yeah. mission and all that. So,
yeah, I think that's why God lets me go through these times, like for example today where I'm going through some stuff where I just struggling with different things because it keeps you humble
mm-hmm.
and it's nothing new. It's been happening for, you know, last few months up until this point, you know, and still going where I could be doing really well and then it doesn't always have to even do with TikTok. It could be something else unrelated that just comes up and I get overwhelmed or I get tired or I get anxious about mm-hmm. you know
mm-hmm.
and it can and I'm like and I feel powerless like I can't do this,
you know? Right. Yeah.
Just things can come up and I go ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, it's been a process. It's not like it just started happening. It's been this way up until this point, and I think that's why I am more humble
mm-hmm.
than if I didn't have that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, because before I even got to a million, I was at 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Like after I hit 100,000, my activity dropped for like a week and a half, and I was so discouraged,
mm-hmm.
like very discouraged. Like, what am I doing wrong? You know,
mm-hmm, right.
I was super mad. I used to get over. I was getting over 1,000 followers each day. And then all of a sudden it went down like to 300.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really low for me at the time. I was like, whoa, you know, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I was getting depressed and I was like, wait. It's like, oh my goodness. I'm letting my joy, my happiness be dictated by how many followers I get on TikTok. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how shallow I've become?
Mm-hmm.
And I still struggle with this. Like, really? Am I that shallow? Does it matter that much?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, it does. And that's something you need to repent about. Say, God, forgive me. I don't want my worth to be founded on what I get week to week. Because it changes so much.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It changes all the time.
Uh-huh.
But after I gave it completely to God and just wanted to do for, completely for him, that's when I blew up. It was after that when I blew up and started getting a lot of attention. It was after that because I had to get that little, you know, reminder and that focus. Like, oh yeah, that's right. You're right.
Right.
I shouldn't focus on that. You're right.
What usually works for you when, you know, you're feeling discouraged? Maybe, you know, you mentioned the algorithm, you know, not obviously not being perfect, so sometimes your numbers may not look as great as other videos. What's kind of worked for you just to, you know, get over that hump and saying, you know, like, you know what, it's good, you know, these numbers, you know, shouldn't
define me.
Exactly.
So say it again.
Yeah, so like whenever you go through that stage where it's like, you know, the numbers are doing so great, what kind of works for you best to sort of get over that and realize, you know, like the bigger picture and all that?
Well, the thing is, I'd say one of my lows is probably right now. And right now, what I'm having to do and trying to do at the present moment is just remember that even when you feel like you're where you're at the moment is not where you're going to be in the future. That's how it is all with a lot of other things. And you don't want to focus on where you're at and think, oh, this is where you're going to be, I'm going to be forever. Like when I'm depressed or whenever you're going through something at the moment, it's easy to think, oh, this is how it's going to be forever. And that's why people commit suicide, because they think it's always going to be that way. That's an extreme example, but it's the same type of principle. Where people say, my life is so miserable, it's always going to be this way, and therefore I'm going to take my life. What I do is I focus, I also obviously give it to God and say, God, you're right, this is all yours anyway. It's a humbling time, because I get puffed up at times. I go, God, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for doing that. And besides that, though, I try to focus on what I do have. And I go, you know what? I still have a lot. Even if I'm not getting as many, I'm still getting thousands of people. Or even if you're not getting thousands, even if you are smaller, because there's people that obviously don't get thousands. Even if you're not getting thousands, if you're getting anyone that likes your content and it makes their day, then that's good. I mean, as long as you're making someone's day and you're making content that's wholesome, that's not contradicting what your conscience, you know, you don't have to feel at unease from it. Like, I don't know, maybe this isn't really something I should post. Then you're fine, you know. As long as you can encourage a few people, that's what matters. You make someone's day. That's good. Because the numbers will go up. Because there was a really low. Like I said, even before the low I was talking to you about, there was a low even before that where my views just were really down, and I'm like, what? You know, what am I doing wrong? And that was when I did different type of content. I kind of had just, again, it's the same type of thing where I just told you I had to focus, just keep going. You have to be persistent. Like with basketball, for me, it's the same type of thing where there's days where you don't do as well in basketball too. Your shot's off for whatever reason. You're like, what am I doing? I've been practicing this so much and I'm messing up now, you know? Same type of thing where you just have to keep going. Maybe it is like on TikTok, sometimes it is that I am doing something wrong. There is that time where I go, you know what? I'm posting too many basketball clips and I need to make a couple of videos where I do something more fun, you know, that engages more people. And there's times where I go, and it works, you know? There are some things you can do. But there's some times where it just doesn't matter. You just keep trying out new things. But at the end of the day, I just say, God, it's in your hands, and whatever you give me, I want to be thankful and to give it back. So that's the main goal.
Yeah, that's great. It's a great goal to have, you know, and like you said, you know, just, you know, as long as you, you know, you're inspiring and motivating, encouraging at least, you know, one person, like, you know, that's a great job, you know, people have done, you know, and it doesn't really have to be the thousands, you know, it's always going to rely on that one person. That one person is always going to make that difference. And I like how you bring that element out, you know, and,
yeah, cause we all start small. If I were to give up when I said, wow, I only have two people that like my content, you know, cause that I was at that point, you know, when you start out, you're always going to start out really low. You always do. You always start out zero, typically, unless you're like a celebrity. yeah, then you jump up really fast. But yeah, no, typically everyone starts out at zero for quite a bit, you know, and they, you have to appreciate everyone. You have to show that you appreciate everyone that takes their time out of their day to support you. Mm-hmm. You have to appreciate all of them, because most likely if you show that you appreciate them, then what are they going to do? They might tell their friends about you, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then their friends might say, you know, I really like his content. Here, look, check him out. That's what's happened. I have people all over the world, and almost everywhere I go now, people recognize me. So
they say,
hey, you're that guy from TikTok. I go, yeah, you're right. yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big chain. If you neglect the couple people that are watching your content and they enjoy your content and they're commenting and saying they love it, then you're really hurting yourself a lot.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Just because you're focused on the big numbers, you know. Because you can always be bigger. Like, trust me, because I could be focusing on people that get millions of views, like Charli D'Amelio. You go, oh, look at her. You know, she has millions of views. That's not fair. You know, I want millions of views. It's like, yeah. If I do, I do. If not, I don't. I'm content with where I'm at. Because you always can get bigger. You don't want to focus on that. It's not healthy.
Definitely. I definitely agree with that. Yeah. You know, just, I know, you know, showing, you know, appreciation is so important. You know, I know for us here at the Week's Peak, man, you know, just, we do everything we can, you know, just interact with our people and because at the end of the day, man, that's what's going to give us our audience, you know, and making sure, you know, our people are satisfied with what we put out there, but not only giving them good content, but also making sure there is that interactive thing going on there. So I like how, you know, you bring that up.
Yeah, because people are always watching to see what you're going to do when there's hard times. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, in basketball, people are always seeing, is he going to give up, you know?
Yeah.
Is he going to get discouraged? And I do sometimes, but like today I was struggling. I was kind of getting a little frustrated.
Mm.
But, you know, what's he going to do? And people like seeing someone that's consistent and saying, and that just isn't asking like people to do stuff for him a lot. That's why I try to focus on as much as I can, not ask people to do stuff for me, like give me stuff or give me followers. Like I don't ask for that anymore, because it's a big turnoff, and that's something that a mistake that a lot of people do. They focus on that and they go, oh, I, you know, do this for me, and people just go, no, I don't want to.
Right.
You
know? Yeah.
What are you gonna do for me? And that's what you want to focus on. You want to think about, because naturally, you think you're giving stuff away, but not. What actually happens is that you're actually attracting people to want to do stuff for you. And say, oh, he's focusing on me so much, I want to do something back. That's what happens usually. People go, oh, he's actually not. He's not thinking about himself all the time. You know.
Right. Yeah.
He's thinking about how he can, what content he can make for us, and he's not begging people to do stuff for him, you know?
Mm-hmm, definitely. Very important. Yeah. Yeah. You know, when you first started, you know, getting your numbers to be a little bit bigger and more consistent, and you realize, you know, you have supporters all around the world, man, how does that feel, man? Like, did you ever think you'd be in this position?
But no, it's wonderful. It really is. I like that. I like to know, like, I'm going on vacation tomorrow, and I'm sure when I go on vacation, I'm sure there'll be some people that recognize me, which is pretty cool. I never thought that would actually happen before.
That's great, yeah.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah, we have people in Saudi Arabia, Asia, just all around the world
Wow.
that watch.
That's crazy. Just to think, like, man, not just in the United States, out of that, you go all around
Oh,
these
no.
countries, man. That's crazy, man.
Well,
Congrats
yeah,
to you on
'cause
that, yeah.
yeah, we have I have hundreds of millions of views total, maybe a couple hundred million views total. And that's a lot of people if you think about it,
Yeah,
That's a lot
definitely.
of people watching from around the world, so that is crazy. Yeah, it really is really cool, but I'm glad I'm putting out content that is wholesome, so I'm glad I'm not putting out junk stuff.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I
Yeah.
like that. Cool. 'Cause I mean, it's nice to see, for example, just scrolling through TikTok and just seeing wholesome content. I think that's what we need sometimes, We see a lot of, all this negative stuff here and there and all this drama stuff, but then, being able to just see something, positive and good, I think that goes a very long way for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started out doing basket when I started doing basketball videos, I didn't really have any structure. Like, I kind of just all I did was have a smile and just try doing something,
Yeah.
and that was it. Just trying and people seeing that I was trying and having fun with it. Like when I used to post 1v1 clips with my friend, and we both weren't doing really well, but we were enjoying it, having fun. And we weren't trying to make it a certain way. We're just kind of going with whatever happened in the video, and people saw that. And they enjoyed it a lot because they just saw we were just having fun, just hanging out. We weren't trying to get the perfect setup for basketball or anything. We're just trying to just show us, hey, we're just playing basketball, and people go, oh, cool. You wouldn't think that they wouldn't like it that much, but they do. They go, oh, yeah. Sometimes people just like watching basketball where it's just like or things like, oh, they're just. You can tell they're enjoying it a lot.
Right,
That's what
definitely.
people like sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. Not trying to, force anything out there, just doing what you truly love to
Yeah.
do, people
Yeah, because
will.
there's so many things on TikTok where it's fake. You can tell. It's scripted. It's not authentic. People are just scripting stuff all the time on TikTok where it's like, oh, I did this prank on somebody. It's like, that's not real. Come on. That was fake. They obviously knew you were gonna do that, things like that. And that's not necessarily wrong, that's not necessarily a bad thing, but people just kind of get tired of that and they want something where they can tell there was no fabrication whatsoever. They can tell it's 100% real. Like almost as if the camera wasn't there at all, where you're just hanging out. If you can do that, your con people are gonna that's when people can tell it's authentic. Yeah. And I struggle with that too. Obviously, there's some days where it is scripted more. Like yesterday, I made a video and I was just tired, and people could tell I was tired, and I wasn't as personable. But it happens. We're not perfect. It does happen. But that's something I try to focus on in my videos. Something I focus in on all my videos as much as I can is how can I make this as personable as possible. And make this as entertaining as possible, but also just like positive and just I try to smile a few times in my videos and try to make it just to ease tension and to just create that positive environment in a video. Like I take some videos with my dad and I just talking in the car, and we just have a I just ask him a question and we don't script it at all. And I just see where it takes us, and then we end the video. And people like that. They just like those conversations with my dad. Like, I wish I had a dad I could talk to like that, People say that.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you, man, you inspire a lot of people when you put out this type of content as well, man. How does that feel like to know, your people watching you and feel inspired and feeling just better overall, man? How does that feel?
Feels great because we actually have a lot more fan pages. A lot of fan pages. People are all around the world. It feels wonderful that people are actually trying to do the same, try not copy, but take inspiration from me and trying to do similar things, which is cool. Like they're starting their own basketball journey. Like some people come in saying, you know, I never played basketball until I saw you, you know, and seeing how somebody who never played basketball really before, except, you know, a few times with friends, not serious at all, you know, actually is deciding to get better and put in work. Yeah.
That's great. That's great. So, you know, going on to just, you know, like training with basketball, I know you mentioned you played volleyball. So you're new to the sport of basketball. You know, I know, you know, you've trained with a lot of people. We've had, R2 on the show as well previously.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. So I know you've trained with him a little bit, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You know, what has that been like? You know, just being with professional trainers and training in this sport. How does that for you?
It's awesome. It's also nice that I'm able to help his business grow too, because his views on TikTok went up with every video with me in it. His views were going up, so it helped, you know, helps his business out. And I got a lot of good training. So
that's great.
Because ever since I went to his gym, I came back, my shot was a lot better because I didn't know how to shoot. So. And obviously, I was always working on dribbling, but we never worked on shooting in my practices, because we don't really bring it to the courts, the computer for Zoom call. That's why, yeah, there we were just doing dribbling, but a lot of shooting, because I want to get that form down. And now when I shoot, it's almost muscle memory now, so it feels great to actually know where to put my hand on the ball. It makes my shot a lot more consistent. I believe last game I played a 1v1, I believe I only did one air ball. I don't know why I air balled, but I did one air ball, and then the rest hit rim or went in. So
nice.
And a lot more. And that doesn't really sound, you know, impressive. Doesn't really sound that impressive, but it's not impressive, but it's a big improvement for me, because I used to airball a lot more because I didn't get that. Because my left hand, I used to shoot with two hands. So my left hand would always push the ball in the wrong direction, so it wouldn't go straight. But now it's going straighter to the hoop. That's why we always hit rim. And that usually happens just because it's a little short or a little too long. But yeah, my shot is a lot smoother now. And I feel a lot more confident and... learning the difference between getting cocky and confident. Because I never felt, you know, confident in basketball. It's always been volleyball. So I try not to like trash talk or anything. Only people I trash talk are my close friends typically. And it's just playing around, obviously. I don't actually mean it whatsoever.
If
I play against opponents I don't know, obviously, I never wanted to do that, because I don't want to come across as somebody like that who's like, oh, like, again, bringing attention to myself, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I don't want that.
Definitely always got to, you know, respect your opponent, you know, of course.
Yeah, because your opponent puts in work, too. Yeah. You don't want to disrespect them, even if they are having an off day. I had one opponent where he's been playing basketball for a while, and he just missed all his shots, you know? You have those days where you're like, it just bounces on the rim a few times and bounces off. It's like, you know, it's so close, and they just decide, nope, I'm not going in.
That's the name of the game, man. You know, and small stuff like that, you just can't control, you know.
Well, you can control it, but obviously, because basketball, the objective is the same each time, you know, when you get the ball in the basket. You can control it, but what happens is when you miss a lot, it gets in your head. So.
That's true.
That's when it gets hard, is because it gets in your head. If you make a lot of shots, you'll probably make a lot more because your mentality is different. But if you have if your mentality is down and you have a bad habit in your head for some reason, and you keep doing it, it's really hard to correct. That's why you got to get into muscle memory, so you don't have to think about it. You just do it.
Right, definitely, definitely, yeah.
Because before I had it in muscle memory, it was so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for talking too much.
No, hey, you're good, man. It's podcast. Talk as much as you want, you know? So, yeah, you know, I've, you know, looking back at your old videos where you, you know, first started post basketball stuff and comparing them to now, man, there's, you know, it's just, there's so much improvement. And obviously, you know, you're not perfect. Obviously, no one is. But just to see the amount of growth and the amount of improvement in your game is incredible, you know, because it's the small stuff and the small things that you do to make your game better and make your craft better. And you've done all those things and you're continuing to get better and you got the right mindset. And that's, you know, that's incredible, man. So you've come a long way and you still got, you know, a lot to go through as well. So I'm genuinely excited for your journey there and getting better in basketball. You know, you talked about, you know, you're doing one-on-ones and all that. I know, you know, it's come up, you know, to fans want you to one-on-one, you know, Flight or Mopey, you know, people like that. You still down to do those or what?
Definitely. Yeah. I never call that Mopey yet. I call that Flight. But yeah, Mopey, I might call him out too. Why not? You know?
Yeah.
Just for fun. Not because I want to prove anything, but just because my fans keep asking me to. That's what happened with Flight. I didn't even know who he was until people said, you know, you play like him. I go, oh, really? I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. Well, it wasn't a good thing. It's because Flight used to play like I did when he was, you know, newer to the sport. So that's why people were saying, go against him, you know?
Yeah.
He's getting better now. Anyway, yeah, so I'm totally down. Flight, I don't know. He knows I want to do it. I'm sure he's seen it on Instagram because everybody was tagging him. He's either ducking the rug, you know, or I don't know, or he's busy. I don't know, but either way, he hasn't said yes or no on an Instagram post. He posted a video trash talking me one time from a video from a while ago.
Really?
So he says, I'll never go against him. I'll love and zip him, you know, but he says that to everybody, you know. He says he'll beat everybody and then he gets beat sometimes. So it really depends. Cause that's how he is. He trash talks everybody he plays against pretty much. Pretty much. He doesn't really have, from what I've seen, he doesn't have a lot of respect, for the player, you know, people he goes against. From what I've seen, I could be completely wrong. I don't want to demean Flight whatsoever, because I don't want to trash talk somebody, especially if I don't know him. I want to give credit to where credit is due. Flight is getting better.
He has
that grind. And I just really hope he says yes. I really hope he just says, okay, let's do it, because my fans aren't stopping. You know, they're always asking all the time, and they won't stop asking me. I'm like, guys, I've told you multiple times, it's up to him.
Yeah.
I've done all I can do. I can't make him say yes.
And a lot of times too, with, you know, the trash talk and all that, you know, it's a lot good for content, you know, and just getting those viewers up and all that. But, you know, I hope that goes down one day, you know, in all these movie ones. But
I'm sure it will. It will happen, because people won't stop talking about it.
Right.
So I'm sure it will happen. But
definitely.
Just gonna
play the waiting game. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I might have to call him out again sometime if he waits too long. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna call him out again and do something different, you know.
Definitely. Yeah. So
make it to his YouTube channel again, where he reacts to it on YouTube, you know. Again.
Definitely. Yeah.
Because he doesn't have TikTok.
Right. Yeah. So, hey man, that's great. Well, you know, we're just about out of time, and it's been great talking to you. I didn't think we were gonna get that deep into things there for a bit there, but it was great, man, having that conversation. No, I'm all for that. You know, over here on the Week's Peak, man, we're all about, you know, just life advice and making people the best versions of themselves they can be. So it was great. Before we close out, where can the people find you?
You can find me on Instagram and TikTok. It's a meme Mario.
Great.
Like, it's one word and then meme Mario. I think if you search it up, you'll be able to find it pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Perfect.
And I also have a YouTube channel, same name.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. All right, y'all. Make sure to go check him out, of course. Taylor, again, man, I appreciate you for coming on. We enjoyed having you, man.
Thank you. Thank you, Ralph. Cool.
All right, man. Have a great day, man. God bless.
All right. Bye-bye. All right.